Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. I want your voice
of truth to be the loudest. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. It's Pastor Kevin here with each and every one of you. So glad you tuned into the program today and joined us for our topical devotional that we do here on 91.5 FM. And you can catch it on our website at ourlighthouse.net under the Turn the Light On tab. We're just jumping into the Word of God. It's just another week in the Lord, and we are just pressing through and believing for God to touch your lives today through the Word. I've got a couple of special guests with me. I've got my wife, Lisa, and my daughter, Jenna. We've been tag-teaming the program off and on here for a while now, and we just have a great time getting together and talking about the Bible. So, hey, Lisa and Jenna.
Hey, how are you?
You know, it's so weird doing radio program with you, Jenna, and with mom, because you want to call her mom, and I want to call you, you know, I call you Jenna, but you want to call us mom and dad and stuff, but it's still just part of the game, you know, so you're like, it does feel weird, though, when you call us Lisa and Kevin, right?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it's all right. Just letting everybody out there off the hook.
Yeah, and I want to call you.
You blow it, or
I want to call you Sugar Lump.
Yeah, right.
And I don't want her to call him that.
Sugar Lump? Really? That's the best you could do? Okay.
Righty then.
Reel it back in. Comic relief here. Comic relief. Okay. So, anyway, we've always come together and we have a topic that we like to come around with. And today, I think we're going to be talking about the subject of just love, you know, because the world, if you look around the world, it can be pretty deficient in love in a lot of different places. So, you know, I always think it's good that, you know, God is love himself. So I think as we bring the topic of love to the table, I think the first thing that we always go to, and that is like when I do weddings and I'm talking about love and all of that, we go to Corinthians 13. And one of you guys want to read that?
Yeah, I can read that. So 1 Corinthians 13 says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I have nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails, but whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see in a mirror, dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know, just as I also am known. And now abide faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love.
Wow, such a great scripture.
It is great.
I first thing that stands out to me is, but have not love, but have not love.
Right.
You know, but have not love. And that first part of it, I'm looking at that and I'm like, I could do all these things. I could speak with the tongues of angels and I could be like, you know, do all these amazing things in my life. But if I don't have love in my life, then I'm going to be void of God in my life because God is love. So yeah. I think that would be the first key thing. What's standing out? to you guys?
The thing that stood out to me was love suffers long. And I was trying to think about that. I was like, wow, what does that mean, suffering long? I started thinking about something that I do for my mom, which is I feel like she's got some incontinence issues. And so I have to take care of her. And to me, that's suffering. I feel like I love my mom. And the only reason I take care of her and do these things for her is because I love her. Because naturally, I would not want to do that. But because of my mom, I will do these things. So I feel like she did things for me that she probably didn't like to do when I was a kid. And now it's kind of a role reversal. But I just, when I see that love suffering long, I was like, well, that's love. Because I don't want to do these things and I'm doing them because I love her.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of people out in the world that are, you know, that through love are actually enduring and doing a lot of things for people. And dealing with people and putting up with things many times in their lives because they love them. So what about you, Jenna? What stood out? Anything in particular?
Yeah, I just feel like love is not easy sometimes, but I feel like it's worthwhile in the end because, like you said, God is love. So through that love that he gives us, we want to love people, even those who are hard to love sometimes. And even at weddings, like you were saying, they say in sickness and in health, even when you go through hardships with someone you love them enough that you deal with those things because of love. So same thing with God, how he sent his son out of love for us because he loved us so much. His son had to go through so much suffering, but because of love, he did it.
And he endured it. That's so good. So I love how when we can all three read the same little, you know, it's almost a chapter, really.
Yeah.
But you read this chapter and then one thing stands out to you, another thing stands out to you, and another thing stands out to me. And there may be people out there, as you were hearing it, there might have been something else that stood out to you as well. So let's just kind of start at the beginning on this scripture and let's just kind of break it down a little bit. Let's go through. I'm going to go back because my section kind of hit first and then yours came in second. And then Jenna, you know, let's just kind of break it all down and let's hear your ideas on certain things. You know, the first thing is, if I speak with the tongues of men and angels, but I have not love, I have become just a sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And I think many times we see the church fighting to have spiritual gifts. It says, you know, if I have the gift of prophecy and I understand all the mysteries and have all this knowledge and I have all this faith so that I could even move a mountain. But if I don't have love, it says I'm like a clanging cymbal. I'm just annoying. It's like, dang, blang, 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 blang. You know, and it's just like, man, would somebody turn that off? And I think that's what's happening in the world many times. People, if they don't see love coming from Christians, they're turned off by them.
Right.
And we have become, sad to say, many ways in the life of the church and in the life of as believers, we've become clanging cymbals to the world because we say we have all these giftings and we do all these things and we know God and we love him, but then it turns out when they see us that we're really just like a clanging cymbal because we're not expressing God to them through the lens of love.
Yeah, and sometimes they're looking at us going, how are you any different from the world? They see us in anger or they see us in jealousy or different things like that, and they're going, wow, this person's supposed to be a believer, but they're acting just like me. How is that any different?
Actions speak louder than words. It's like you can act one way, but like people will see your heart if you're not doing things in a loving way. They're just like, you're just like me. How are you supposedly different? Exactly.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. I think that it really stands out here where it says, I am nothing if I don't have love in my life. I'm nothing to other people. And though I bestow everybody, I feed the poor. I mean, I've seen a lot of churches these days are coming up with these benevolence programs and they're doing all these good things. And don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with giving people food and feeding the poor. And, you know, some say I've even given my body to be burned. It's like you've given yourselves to the place of just total self-sacrifice is what it's saying. But yet you aren't doing it in love because God is love. We have to do it from the heart of love. Otherwise, it's just works. And the Bible says, you know, the Bible says that we have to express love in all that we do. And so then it, as we shift out of that, you know, I think we've said anything else you guys want to say about that little section there?
Not necessarily about that section, but the next section I really like a lot, you know.
Yeah, because now we're moving out of what, it's basically saying you need love. That first piece of that verse is saying you need to have love in your life towards people. Now he's going to show you what love is. And I think that's where you stood out, right?
Right.
On what is love. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, the Bible says if we don't have it, we're in trouble. Well, what is it?
Well, God is love, number one. And if we have God in our lives, then we are walking in love as well. So I actually think that this is a good scripture to speak over yourself. That I am kind. I do not envy. I don't parade myself. I'm not puffed up. I don't behave rudely. I don't seek my own. Speak this over your life because you're walking in God's love. So you basically confess these things over yourself that you're going to walk in love. And, you know, I bear all things. I believe all things. I hope all things. I endure all things. My love never fails. You speak that over yourself because God is love. God's inside us. The same things that Jesus did, we do. We walk in love. So you confess this over your life.
Yeah, and then I love in verse 11, it says, like, when I was a child, I spoke a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. As you get older, you now know what is love, what's right. It's like you have that understanding. As a child, you're still trying to grow in that understanding. I know as I was a child, there were still some things I didn't understand, like, why is this person rude and da-da-da, not understanding. As you get an adult, you have those choices, and you are supposed to grow in that. And so it says, for now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face, now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I also am known. So then as you can see yourself, you can see what you've done and what that love is and what you're supposed to do. And so now you know what love is and what you can do to abide in God's love.
That is so great.
Yep. So, you know, I want to jump back up where you were, Lisa, and it says love suffers long and is kind. You know, I've been in a lot of different spots in my life where I've done random acts of kindness, where we've just decided to be kind to someone. You know, I think a lot of times I'm the most challenged in kindness many times when I see homeless people, when I see people that are out and they're panhandling on the streets and they're trying to you know, get you to give them money. I've actually seen some of those people actually be belligerent towards elderly people and things like that. So, you know, it's harder for me sometimes to be kind to those people because you look at some of the people that are out there that are struggling with being homeless and they're like, they're able-bodied. I think the majority of them have maybe some, you know, issues with their minds more so than their bodies. But you're like, man, they could go get a job. They could do something, blah, 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 blah. But in my heart, I really feel like kindness can win anybody.
Yeah.
Kindness can break through everything. And I think it is the true heart of love when you express kindness, especially when people don't deserve kindness or they haven't acted kindly towards you. You know, the Bible says to bless those people that persecute you, and in doing that, you actually will heap coals of fire on them, the Bible says. But the goal isn't to heap coals of fire on them. It's basically to say your love will actually win them over. It will show them how their situation is really not right in the way that they're treating people, in the way that they're acting. So
right.
I think kindness is huge. What do you guys think on the subject or topic of kindness?
Yeah, I can definitely say that I am known as being a very kind-hearted person. And so when I like you said, I'll go up to like homeless people and I'll just pray with them. I just want to hear their story just to help them. But sometimes I feel like I can get taken advantage of sometimes because my kindness, like people are like, oh, Jenna will do whatever, Jenna will do whatever. And so, but we're called to be the love of Jesus. And so when I'm going out in those places, I'm like, even if it's hard, sometimes I'm like, ugh, I want to just punch you in the face right now, but I'm going to love you instead. And so it definitely can be difficult to love, but that's what we're called to do. And I feel, even though it is hard sometimes, and I feel like I do go through some suffering because of it, I still just know it's the right thing to do. Like deep down in your heart, you just know. And my spirit just starts to like love for these people. I'm like, I know it's God. I know it's your love for them, because in the real world, I wouldn't be loving them based on what they just did to me or their these circumstances. But that's how you know it's the love of God loving them through you.
Yeah, I think that really kind of brings it to home on the love suffers long and is kind. Mm-hmm. You know, those kind of go hand in hand. So it's a great example, though.
Yeah, that is good. And it is really difficult at times to love people that aren't treating you kindly. I mean, when they're falsely accusing you or they're treating you disrespectfully, it's not always easy to just smile and go, wow, I just love you. But I've noticed one thing that it helps me is to actually pray for the person. I actually like to pray for people and pray blessings over them, not specifically like laying hands on them and praying for them right then, because obviously that's not
praying for those who persecute you.
Yeah, but just like, you know, as I'm driving home, say, Lord, I just thank you for that person. I just pray you pray blessings over them, reveal yourself to them, just show them how to walk in love and, you know, help me love the person that's not very loving towards me.
And to think about this, you could be the only love that they ever see. So it's like you have to represent that love of God when you're walking, even though it might be hard. And that'll just show them like, wow, I literally treated them like crap. And now they're like actually showing love to me. There must be something different about them. It's like the way our actions can speak louder than our words, too.
Sure. And think about Jesus while he's on the cross. He's saying, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. Even though he's giving his life and pouring out his love, the greatest love of all, by shedding his blood on the cross and taking everyone's sin, even though he didn't deserve to take it, he took it. And yet he's saying, love them, Lord. Lord, show them, you know, how much I love them.
Yeah.
And we need to walk in that same love.
For sure.
So, you know, we're sitting here in verse 4, we're looking at what love is, that it's long-suffering and it's kind, but man, it flips immediately and then it starts to tell you what love isn't, so that we can begin to recognize maybe behavior in our own life or behavior in other people's lives who aren't operating in love. And the first thing it says is love does not envy. You know, an envy is wanting what other people have and in wanting, you know, for yourself, what you see other people experiencing. And, you know, love doesn't look for your own benefit. You know, when you're envy, you're looking for other things for yourself. And I think we can really see that there's a focus that happens here. When you are truly walking in love, your attention is not on what you can get, on who you are, because it says love does not parade itself, and it's not puffed up. You know, I think we're basically talking about pride here. It does not behave rudely, and it doesn't seek its own. It's not provoked, and it thinks no evil. It does not rejoice in iniquity. I mean, these are just characteristics of selfishness, and I think what we can gather from this is that God is not looking for those who are trying to find their own self gain. I think it's all about laying your life down. Jesus was a great example of that. So what we have to realize is that, you know, when we're in pride, we have to move over to love. And love is a decision. In fact, it's one of the most important decisions that you'll ever make. So let's look at four different ways that we can start walking in love today. What would be one of the first ways we could do that, Lisa?
Well, I think that one of the first things is to decide to forgive. It's one of the most important aspects to walk in love is forgiveness. You can't simply just walk in love towards others if you're holding bitterness and grudges towards someone. So spiritually speaking, unforgiveness can be downright dangerous. And so we need to just walk in love, forgive someone, even just determine instantly that you're going to forgive them, and you'll keep that door open, wide open for the blessings of the Lord.
What's another one, Jenna?
Yeah, a second one is to decide to hold your tongue.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That one's a really hard one to do, but it's so important. So love isn't rude or critical, and I know we've all probably been rude or critical in our life, but it doesn't need to tell everyone what it thinks all the time. You don't need to just say your opinion. Sometimes it's better just to be quiet because it speaks more. It's in Proverbs 10:19, it tells us too much talk leads to sin. So you could end up saying something you didn't want to say just because you're in the moment, instead of just being sensible and keep your mouth shut. In other words, if you don't say anything, you're less likely to fall into sin and step out of love.
Yeah, my mom always said, if you don't have anything good to say, don't say anything.
Exactly.
At all, you know, so.
Right.
Okay, another one is deciding to believe the best. Love believes the best about others, and you can decide today to start looking at people the way God does. Don't assume that the person rushing past you is being rude, or if someone doesn't make eye contact with you, or you feel like they're looking at you in a weird way, don't just assume that, oh, because they're doing that, they must be mad at me or they don't like me. Believe the best, and begin today to believe the best about others, and watch as your love grows.
Yeah, the other one that I saw was decide to not get offended, okay? Mm. You know, offense is the enemy's playground. Oh, he loves to get people offended and upset. It's one of the biggest things that I'm battling, even at Lighthouse Church right now. So what do you do or say when somebody cuts you off in traffic? You know, I share that in church all the time. That's one of my weaknesses. What about when somebody criticizes you or speaks rudely to you? You know, being offended can actually become a habit in your life if you don't pay attention. Without knowing it, you'll be on the lookout for those who might dare to offend you. You know what? We've got to be really careful about becoming that person, okay? The love line is very narrow in life. The devil wants to get you off of it so that he can take what's yours. You know, don't let him. Remember, taking offense never comes from God. He says that we're to be rooted and grounded in what?
Love.
So reject those feelings of offense. Give yourself to that person in love and in prayer, okay? Because that's where you're going to really truly see victory begin to happen. When you choose to believe the best, even if they're not doing the right thing, you can still choose to believe the best about them. That's what Jesus did that moment on the cross. He looked at the guys that were crucifying him and he said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing.
Yes, he prayed for them just like we need to do. Pray for those people that are persecuting us. Pray for those people that are hurting us and just walk in love with them.
If you can do that, you'll be able to walk right on through that situation without ever stumbling at all, guys. So no matter what, stay on the love line. That is what we're trying to get through to you today, is that love is a line that we must walk with every person in our lives. And it can only be done through God. So use the power of God's love to obtain victory in your life. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence, 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. Lighthouse Generational Ministries wants to remind you that we have so many things to do here at the church. Every Tuesday night at 6:30, we have our young adult ministry, Vessel. Vessel is for ages 18 to 29 years old, and they meet in the round building on our campus and have a great time in worship and learning. Every Wednesday night at 6 p.m., we have Lifeline Youth. 7th to 12th graders gather for dinner in the fellowship hall, and then they hang out till 8:30 playing games, learning, and just being teens. Encourage your kids to put down that game controller and come have some real fun. Every Thursday, we have men's and ladies' Bible study here at Lighthouse. A relevant teaching of the Bible is always on hand, so come out and join us as we grow together as a church family. There's something for the entire family at Lighthouse, so plug in today. For more details, call the church office at 321-452-1012 or check online at ourlighthouse.net. All right, everybody, it's time for the flea market here at Lighthouse Christian Church. It's going to be April the 29th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. There will be two options for you to have your own booth here at the flea market. So you can rent for $25 a 10 by 10 outdoor space, or for $35 you can be in the air conditioning. That's right, we're going to have indoor tables. All you need to do is go to our website at ourlighthouse.net, click on the flea market tab to fill out your registration form, or you can just come on out to the church and shop till you drop. That's right, we'll have all kinds of vendors here. It's going to be a great day for you to come out and find lots of treasure here in the search for flea market gold. So come on out. We'll see you guys at the Lighthouse Christian Church flea market Saturday, April the 29th. All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Thanks again to all of our sponsors. We're so grateful to have you here at Turn the Light On. And we've been talking about the subject of love today and what it is, what it isn't, how to walk in love, how to avoid offense, and all those good things. But overall, I think it boils down to this. Jesus is love. If you don't have Jesus in your life, you don't have love at all. So if you've made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, you've already taken the first step of obedience, and the love of God has been born within you. But unless you decide to take steps to develop that love and to, you know, learn to operate in the love of God, then that love many times will stay hidden in our lives. So I think the best thing that we can do today is, you know, take the topic of God's love, and let's begin to pray that God would give us a complete and total victory in our lives when it comes to loving people, because it's hard, okay, right?
It's a struggle out there. And I mean, in 1 Corinthians 13:13, he says, Now abide these, faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love. So if we're told that the greatest of these is love, then we need to walk in love.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Jenna, why don't you say a prayer for everybody that's out there listening today that may be offended, they may be upset with someone, they may think somebody doesn't like them, they could have even been bullied or anything like that. But why don't we just pray a prayer over everybody that
they'll choose to forgive and walk in love.
Sounds good.
Well, God, I thank you so much that we just get to be here today. Lord, I thank you for everyone's listening today. I thank you that their ears were attuned to hear, God, what you had to speak about love, Lord. I thank you that in this 1 Corinthians, you said that love never fails. And God, you are love. Jesus is love, and you never fail us. So I thank you, God, as we stay on the righteous path of where you have us, Lord, and that we can learn from this scripture, God, how to not be offended, how to just walk in love, hope, and a faith in a future, God, and that you just help us, Lord, to just not be so quick to judge or be offended, just for us to just walk completely in your love and your goodness, and to hold on to our words, God, not be so quick to speak, but be quick to just listen and just be there to love our enemies and love those who persecute us. And we just thank you, God, that we just continue to walk in the path of love in our life. In Jesus' name.
Amen. That's good. So, guys, we hope that you've enjoyed the program today as we've talked about the subject of love. Begin to apply it into your life. Begin to pray for others in your life, maybe that you're struggling with loving, and allow God to break down those barriers, break down those walls of offense and pride and all the things that are keeping us from loving others. So we hope you enjoyed the program today. Go out there and love someone.
Bye, guys.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Maryland, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.